call to order the Senate Committee on the Environment and Natural Resources. Today is the 15th of April, and we have a bunch of things to do today. If you've been following the agenda, there's a lot of stuff posted, and we have a lot of stuff to carry over. So I'm going to go through the entire list right now and then tell you the three bills that we will be working today. So Senate Bill 163 will be carried over to our next meeting. Senate Bill 164 will be carried over to our next meeting. Senate Bill 206 will be carried over to our next meeting.
You said 246 or 206?
206. Senate Bill 264 will be carried over to our next meeting. Senate Bill 361 will be carried over to our next meeting. Senate Bill 412 will be carried over to our next meeting. Senate Bill 712 will be carried over to our next meeting. Senate Bill 716 will be carried over to our next meeting. Senate Bill 829 will be carried over. Senate Bill 829 will be carried over to our next meeting. Senate Bill 952 will be carried over to our next meeting. Senate Bill...
There's three left.
Oh, yeah, okay.
There's 824.
Senate Bill 952 will be carried over to the next meeting.
952.
We will be working Senate Bill 246. We will be working Senate Bill 478. And we will be working Senate Bill 824. We will not be doing anything with Senate Bill 477, and it will not be carried over.
Okay, so that's all.
So, with that, if you're interested, I would recommend staying around. If you're interested in Senate Bills 246, 478, or 824, we will work all of those bills. All the other bills, with the exception of 477, are either stuck in legislative council or they're still getting fiscal and revenue impact statements done. So,
Mr. Chair, it's too bad everybody left because I was going to buy beer after we got these three done.
You know what? We're texting right now. I think you're buying for the whole crew.
There we go.
Mr. Chair, so when you say carried over, that means carried over till tomorrow for our...
Yeah. Our next meeting is tomorrow. So. Okay.
And what time are we meeting tomorrow?
1 o'clock. 1 o'clock.
1 to 3.
Yep. Tomorrow. And we have these bills that get carried over, and we've got suction dredge, and I can't remember what else is. That's it. That's scheduled for tomorrow. So. Okay. So with that, let's. You ready for 246?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We'll open up a work session on Senate Bill 246.
Mr. Chair and committee members, Senate Bill 246 has a no revenue impact statement, a fiscal statement issued, has a subsequent referral to the Committee on Ways and Means. The measure authorizes the EQC to adopt the rules necessary for DEQ to administer an on-site septic loan program. There's a dash to amendment in front of you that was discussed earlier. It establishes the policy of the state. It appropriates a blank amount of money, and it does some other things, and DEQ is here and available for questions.
Okay. Do you want to just get going, or do you want to go through the amendment? I mean, you and I had the most questions.
Yeah.
We talked to folks offline.
I'm comfortable with
You're
it.
You're comfortable. Yeah. Are members of the committee comfortable?
I'm going to say move it.
Okay.
We can always discuss it if we need to.
Okay. Chair Edwards, I move to adopt the Dash 2 Amendment to Senate Bill 246 dated 4-9-2015.
Senator Olson moves to adopt the Dash 2 Amendment to Senate Bill 246 dated 4-9-2015. Is there any discussion on the Dash 2s?
I do have one question.
Yeah.
Since we had our last meeting, just the small stuff that needed to be fixed, can we just clarify what that was?
Well, Mr. Chair and committee members, this would be the same amendment, the Dash 2 Amendment, that was discussed at the last meeting.
Okay, thank you.
Any other discussion or questions? Okay, are there any objections to the Dash 2s? Seeing none, so ordered.
Chair Edwards. I move Senate Bill 246 as amended to the floor with a do pass recommendation and that the bill be referred to the Committee on Ways and Means by prior reference.
Senator Olson has moved Senate Bill 246 as amended to the floor, to the Senate floor, with a do pass recommendation and that it be referred to the Committee on Ways and Means by prior reference. Any discussion?
I would like to say that this is a good bill. It should have some things that help some folks. I just hope we don't run into any of the little problems that I had mentioned about. But I think if there's anything to tweak on this, it can be done down in Ways and Means. And it, this would be a good bill for Oregon.
Okay. My sentiments exactly?
Be a no.
Okay. Are there any other questions, comments, concerns? Okay. Are there any objections? Note for the record the objection of Senator Thompson. Having the votes necessary, so ordered. We will go to Ways and Means, so we don't need a carrier. Close the work session on Senate Bill 246, and we'll open up a work session on Senate Bill 478.
Mr. Chair and committee members, Senate Bill 478 requires the Oregon Health Authority to establish and maintain a list of high-priority chemicals of concern for children's health when used in children's products. The most recent amendment that has been posted on OLIS is the -12 amendment, which removes kitchen merchandise from the definition of a children's product. It clarifies that a children's product is not beverages and disposal packaging for food and beverages regulated by the United States Department of Agriculture, defines manufacturer and mouthable. It stipulates OHA may not add more than 5 chemicals to the list of high priority chemicals each every 3-year revision period. Authorizes certain quantitative exposure assessments to be conducted as long as they're consistent with the state of California, and changes the date for when the first biennial notice for chemicals contained is required. That's the amendment you have in front of you.
Okay. So that is the -12s.
Do we have a copy of that?
Are you okay moving the -12s if you're not? I don't know the -12s.
Sure.
Senator Dembro.
Okay. It's similar to the 11th.
There you go.
Chair Edwards, I move to adopt the -12 amendments to Senate Bill 478, dated April 14th, 2015.
Senator Dembro moves to adopt the -12 amendments to Senate Bill 478, dated 4/14/2015. Is there any discussion?
Does the -12, Mr. Chair,
yeah.
I'm sorry, does the -12 remove the ban of the chemical after 3 years?
Well, it was never after 3 years, in year six.
Year six.
And no, it does not.
Okay, I'd like to put this on the record then, if I could, from Department of Health and Ecology in the state of Washington. They use the same list we use that says, as such, DOH and Ecology do not assume the chemicals on the CSPA list to be hazards when present in children's products. Some chemicals may not be particularly accessible or may be present in concentrations unlikely to cause harm. Currently, agencies entrusted with protecting children's health lack adequate information about the use of chemicals and products. I'd like to repeat that. The agencies entrusted with protecting children's health lack adequate information about the use of chemicals and products, making it difficult to evaluate the potential for exposures and consequently the potential for harm. The information that can be collected under the CSP law can help agencies and the public gain a better understanding of what chemicals are in the products they use and help us evaluate whether or not there's a hazard, and if so, what can be done. And this is written by Barbara Morrissey, MS, and Jim White, PhD. My concern is the fact that as we ban products, we don't know what's going to go in to replace them, and we don't have the expertise to determine that. And it'll put Oregon at a disadvantage for toys. We'll lose Barbies and Legos.
My response would be Barbies and Legos, because the amendment changes the definition of mouthable, will not be lost unless they're designed for children under the age of 3. And if one of the waiver processes that's outlined in the bill is not able to be met, and there are provisions in the bill that offer for a waiver if they can demonstrate that it's not that the that it's not financially or technically feasible to produce or to substitute something else. There's also provision in the bill for my brain is frazzled right now. Give me a minute, and I'll get back to you. So, Senator Prezonsky.
Two things. I know that we're dealing with the acceptance or adoption of the Dash 12s, and listening to our committee administrator, Beth Riley, she was stating what the bill covered, and she caught my attention on line 16, where it says may not add more than 5 chemicals to the list of high-priority chemicals during each 3-year revision period under this subsection. I guess I'm wondering if we get a little bit more information about that. I mean, what if there's more than 5 that, let's say, rank the need to be listed? Is the agency supposed to assume that they're going to select by whatever number that is, which ones they actually list under these rule or under this statute? Or is there some escape valve that if they really had something that they really needed to add beyond the 5, is that up for potential rulemaking?
Well, that could be. So this is, as I understand it, because I was the one that wanted this added to. I was concerned about the agency having too broad of authority.
Okay.
And so we contemplated different ways to check that authority and decided on, well, you know, a limit on the number of chemicals that could be added to the list in a 3-year period as they update the list every 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
I felt that was appropriate. I mean, there are other ways that one could contemplate doing that, but yeah, that's kind of what I settled on. And working with the advocates and other folks, so.
Yeah, and I appreciate that. I just wanted some clarity as to how that came about and what that really would mean. And I mean, it sounds to me, based on your work, Mr. Chair, that it's contemplated that they probably won't be adding even 5 on a regular basis just because of how the system's set up. The other question I was going to ask is if Senator Olson would be so kind, if that what he read, if it isn't part of our record, if we can have the full document as part of the record, that way it's in context for the full
absolutely
piece.
Yeah, that's a good
thank you
request.
Mr. Chair, further question?
Yeah.
Do we still allow in the bill the exemptions for the manufacturers, 25 or fewer, or less than $5.5 million?
Yeah, the exemptions still exist, yeah.
So we're allowing, if this that being the case, and we're allowing people to put this into our market as long as they're not big manufacturers.
Well, if they meet those criteria, they would be exempt from the requirements of the bill.
But my point is this: that we are still allowing this to come in. A manufacturer of 25 with fewer 25 employees could put out 10,000 toys that would not meet the toxicity criteria for a Hasbro that has 100,000 employees, or a Mattel that has whatever number of employees. The fact is that they can still put it into our marketplace, still puts our children then at risk, because these people can put it in, or less than $5 million, they can put it into our communities, but the large toy companies can't.
So if we took out the small business exemption, you'd support the bill?
I would support the bill for two things. If you took that out and if you went to the Washington standard, which allows everybody to know what it is but doesn't ban the chemical.
Okay. Well, that's reporting only.
Yeah.
Okay. Other discussion, questions?
Thank you.
Okay. Well, I think
motion before
we have a, yeah, we have a motion on the floor, so let's call the roll.
Aye.
Aye.
No.
Vice Chair Olson?
No.
Chair Edwards?
Yes.
possibly a minority report?
On the amendment?
Oh, yeah, on the amendment, too.
Yeah, this is the amendment. The amendment is, the amendment's adopted.
Minority report.
A double secret.
And move the bill.
Can I move the bill before we get the minority report on the amendments?
I want a minority report on that.
Chair Edwards, I move Senate Bill 478 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation, and that the bill be referred to the Committee on Ways and Means.
Senator Dembrough moves Senate Bill 478 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation to be referred to the Committee on Ways and Means. Is there discussion? Okay, seeing no further discussion, and I will add that I don't anticipate that this bill will remain unchanged in Ways and Means. I don't know, but we are actively discussing with members of Ways and Means, what they would like to see. Still in conversation with some of the advocates. Still in conversation with some of the opponents or those that have concern with the bill. So I just want to let folks know on the record that those discussions continue in good faith. And but as you saw, we just carried over 11 or 12 bills, and the schedule is stacking up. And so if we have something that can be moved on, it's time to move it on. So could you call the roll?
Aye.
Senator
Zonsky? Aye.
Senator Thompson?
Nope.
No.
Yes. Bill passes.
Well, it means we give them notification in case it doesn't.
Okay. Note for the record, the notice of a possible minority report. We will close the work session on Senate Bill 478, and we will open our final work session of the day on Senate Bill 824.
Mr. Chair and committee members, Senate Bill 824 is a no revenue impact and a fiscal statement issued for the purpose of, again, referring the bill to the Committee on Ways and Means for further analysis. The bill itself requires the public improvement contracts using federal funds from congestion mitigation and air quality grants to contain and reserve 1% of the total contract price for performing repowers or retrofits of certain diesel engines. There is a dash 2 amendment that replaces the measure, and it establishes a 19-member task force to investigate clean diesel program that requires the task force to submit a preliminary report to the Legislative Assembly by September 15, 2016. It sunsets the task force on December 31, 2016 and declares an emergency effective upon passage.
Okay. Senator Dembrough?
Sure. Chair Edwards, I move to adopt the dash 2 amendment to Senate Bill 824, dated April 15, 2015.
Senator Dembrough moves to adopt the dash 2 amendments to Senate Bill 824, dated 4/15/2015. Is there any discussion? Would you explain what the amendment is?
Yeah, so let me just explain. So you'll remember that, was it just a week ago that, well, it was couple weeks ago, we had a hearing on Senate Bill 824, heard from a variety of stakeholders and different perspectives on the challenge of moving more quickly to the new federal diesel engine standards in order to reduce particulates and improve public health. We heard about a number of reasons to move as quickly as we can. We also heard a number of the challenges if we want to not make this overly onerous on business. And so and you'll remember that what the bill was proposing was moving to these new standards over about a 10-year period. you know, it became very clear to me that, I mean, I always knew that this was a real challenge, that this is a big issue, but it's also a very important issue. And, I will say just this morning, I was at, we had an event that included EPA Administrator Gina McCarthy, who was in town, to distribute a $1 million grant for retrofitting diesel engines, both in, with port equipment and trucks. And it was really, it was very, very inspiring, actually, just to see the difference that the filters can make and how much good that kind of grant program can do. However, it's limited, and it's in itself, you know, it's not going to do much to move us towards the goals that we set as a state back in 2007. So it's really important that we look at this issue as comprehensively as possible. So I, last Friday, I asked that, you know, various stakeholders come together and look at what a task force would look like that could address this and create a framework of recommendations to the legislature. We had a really diverse group, and we whiteboarded the various issues that came up, and they've all been incorporated into this task force, which is it's substantial. There are 19 people on the task force representing a variety of interests, and obviously we couldn't include everyone, but we tried to include as many as possible, and of course, the work of the task force will be open to to all sorts of participation, even if people aren't formally on the task force. So that is what it is. I think the bill it lays out the reasons for the task force and the people who will serve on the task force and the charge of the task force.
Thank you, Senator. Senator Olson.
Thank you, Chair Edwards. One of my concerns was this, of course, this amendment just popped up today. It's pretty lengthy, and it requires a group of members appointed by the governor, 15 members by the governor, two by the House, two by the Senate, which would be appropriate. The concern is the fact that the shortness of this, I think, if we move this down to Ways and Means, which I believe you said it's going there, we'll have an opportunity to digest this amendment and perhaps make an amendment on the amendment to more better establish, because I didn't see in this group anybody from farming, and I might have missed that, but like I said, it came out at the very end. So I would just suggest that if this is moved down to Ways and Means, that other people have the opportunity to have their input, because this is an extremely expensive venture. We must understand that it's going to cost lots and lots of money, and so we have to make sure if this goes through that we get it right. So thank you for that opportunity to speak.
Okay. You want to speak to that? Respond to that. Yeah, the subject of farming came up in our group last week, and you know, I think there's probably a high likelihood of that agriculture will be exempted from the program as it is in California, and these seats are valuable. We only have a certain number, and so it didn't make sense to include agriculture. But you know, I'm happy to continue to talk about that.
Ask a question: If you exempt agriculture, is that agriculture including the diesel and the rigs they use to haul their product to market?
That I don't know.
That's the part I'm talking about. Agriculture, as you heard the testimony, most of the testimony from the farmers was: we've got our farm tractors, and we're glad they're exempt. But we also have six or seven trucks. Mm-hmm. Senator Thompson buys the cheapest of those. And they have trucks that haul their commodities to market, and those are over-the-road trucks that mm-hmm. you'd have to look at, you know,
right.
as being part of this mix. And that's why I say that agriculture should be in there
yeah.
because of what they use. And you heard many of them haul hay, and they have 15, 20, 30, whatever their company has as far as trucks. And I think those people would be unduly put off if they weren't represented.
Yeah. No, I hear your concern, Senator. But, you know, again, already the task force has 19 people. And, you know, I was reluctant to make it larger than that, or else you start having, you get the situation that we had yesterday in Human Services, where we had to change a law because the commission couldn't get a quorum. But, you know, I think, you know, we did as a group also talk about when issues that are relevant to certain industries are on the table, making sure that we had a lot of representation from the industry, you know, coming to the to the relevant meetings.
Question. On page 3, line 13 through 16, the charge of the task force says the task force shall explore and recommend a strategy for implementing a clean diesel program in Oregon that will serve to accomplish the goal outlined in ORS 468A.793. And then it goes on to some of the requirements. So I just want to clarify. Because one of my problems with this, I mean, I understand that there's a branding aspect, and calling something clean diesel certainly sounds good. We're talking about diesel engines, though,
yes.
Right? We're
yes.
not talking about the actual diesel fuel.
No.
Correct. Okay. Thank you.
Follow up on that, then. Yep. I'm glad you brought that up, because you want to go in and provide, where did I just see that, investigate establishing a registration program for non-road vehicles and related issues. Once again, if the registration program is out there and I own a backhoe that's 30 years old, my backhoe becomes worthless if I can't market it and I have to buy a new one to meet the new standards. How do you address that?
That's exactly the kind of question that this task force is going to be wrestling with.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I think there are a lot of those questions, which is why the bill needed and I commend Senator Dembro for being willing to pivot to a task force because the last hearing was pretty compelling on both sides, frankly. Just needs a little bit of work. So
or a lot of bit of work.
Or a lot of bit of work. So okay. So we have a motion on the -2s, which are basically the task force. Is the task force amendment. Is there any other discussion? Okay. Are there any objections to the -2s? Okay, seeing none, so ordered. And a motion on the bill?
Yes, Chair Edwards, I move Senate Bill 824 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that the bill be referred to the Committee on Ways and Means.
Senator Dembro moves Senate Bill 824 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation and that the bill be referred to the Committee on Ways and Means. Discussion? Okay. Seeing none, would you call the roll?
Senator Dembro?
Aye.
Senator Buzonski?
Aye.
Senator Thompson?
No.
Vice Chair Olson?
No.
Chair Edwards?
Yes. Motion.
Just in case it just goes to the floor, possible minority report.
Okay. Note possible minority report for the record. The motion passes, and it is on its way to Ways and Means. We'll close the work session on Senate Bill 824. And Beth, is that? I just want to make sure before we close out that the record was well noted about all the bills that are being carried forward, mm-hmm. which is basically it was a blanket carryover, although I named them all by bill number. We worked Senate Bill 246. We worked Senate Bill 478. We worked Senate Bill 824. Everything else with the exception of Senate Bill 477 is being carried over to the next meeting. Having said that, we are adjourned. Said that, we are adjourned.